It was a very, very holy custom that most people have no idea why we do this. But it's a lot of fun. All right, it's the Simanim of Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah, you've got the apple and the honey, of course. You got the pomegranates. You got the head of the fish. And you start off and with all these different Simanim, it's called. I mean, it's one of those customs everyone loves, but no one's quite sure why we do it. So Rosh Shlomo has a beautiful explanation, going deeper, to what we're really saying when we're doing these signs. Yeah? Now, I'll tell you the simplest explanation that I've heard, besides Rosh Shlomo, is that we're starting off our year with prayer. And we're using every little opportunity to pray to Hashem. We're saying, we see a pomegranate, please God, may it be a fruitful year. We see honey, may it be a sweet year. You understand? We use every opportunity to sanctify our year with prayer. But why specifically in this way of signs? So, someone's right, take this. B'leil Rosh Hashanah, anachnu notnim la'Hashem simanim. On Rosh Hashanah, we're giving Hashem a sign. It's like, you know, in baseball, the catcher gives the pitcher a sign. So we're giving God a sign. The first thing is we eat an apple with honey. There's millions of interpretations. According to one opinion in Chazal, the Eitz Hadas was an apple. Well, I have no idea what his source for that is, but maybe the Rizal talks about Chakal Tapuchin, and maybe it was a different type of apple. Fine. But there was no honey in the fruit in the Garden of Eden. That fruit that they ate brought bitterness into the world. So we're starting off our year with sweetness, the opposite of the original fruit. You got it? We're fixing that original sin, so to speak. We are fixing our year by, you know, putting honey on it. Every dip into the honey is bringing sweetness into the world. And our holy rabbis take it another step. Why dafkin a honey? Why honey? Maybe sugar. Maybe Ceylon, right? Dvash hu be'emet matok. Dvash is really sweet. Aval im ata lo yodeh ech lerdot oto me'akaveret. If you don't know how to take the honey from the beehive, hadvorim ya'aksu otcha. The bees will sting you. Rak im ata yodeh ech lekachat oto, only if you really know how to take the honey will you merit it. It's like that in life. Do lachem. Yesh mitikut gedola b'chayim. Life is so sweet. Aval im atem lo yodim ech lotzi ota. But if you don't know how to squeeze it out of it, im lo yodim ech lechiot, if you don't know how to live, bishvil ma lechiot, why to live? From where to draw life, like Rabbi Nachman says, you draw life from davening. And I was just learning it today in Likutei Maran Torah Tet. When you're davening, you're drawing life, true life. As letzareinu na'aksim v'nifka'im kol hazman. Unfortunately, you get stung all the time. So, avayim edeich lasot etzeh echli. But if you know how to where to draw life from, chayim kol kach metukim. Life is so sweet. You get it? So there's a lot of interpretations. By the way, Rav Shlomo doesn't say this, but I saw in the Netivot Shalom. Actually, I thought of it, but then I saw it in the Netivot Shalom. The gematria of Devash is Isha, a woman. So I haven't read that it's a segula to get a good wife, to dip the apple in the honey. But I feel like it's the same thing. If you know how to take the woman, you treat her nicely, so sweet. But if not... You get stung. That's my pshat. I'm a dvash. Same gematria as Isha, no? It's good pshat. Anyways, so that's the one shot of the Rav Kook also has a nice Torah about how honey is dafka, one of the only things that's derived from an unkosher animal, and yet it's kosher. So we're taking life, we're saying Hashem, we're going to even take things that seem unholy and we're going to make them sweet this year. Right, tshuva. Good. Achar kach anachnu ochlim od simanim. Then we have more signs. Rosh shel dagim, umine yirakot, upeirot, sheyesh b'shem, b'shmam siman tov. The head of the fish, and types of vegetables and fruits that have nice smell. Now listen to what our holy rabbis teach us. There's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and each one corresponds spiritually to one of the mothers. Leah v'Rachel. Hayom Rishon Leah v'Yom Hasheni Rachel. The first day to Leah, and the second to Rachel. It's interesting. You think Rosh Hashanah, one day, right? The judgment day, but no. It's the one holiday that everyone, all of Am Yisrael keeps 2 days. So why is that? So according to the Kabbalah, each one is, you're being judged on different things and has different spiritual energy. So the first day is Leah. Atem zochrim ech Leah nita ima shel Am Yisrael. You know how Leah became the mother of Am Yisrael? Bezchut ha-simenim. In the zchus of the signs. Rachel gave her the signs between Rachel and Yaakov. You get it? So we are also giving signs to each other. Rachel gave a sign that said, from your seed will come the Mashiach. Mishigelet Am Yisrael, the one who's going to redeem Am Yisrael, right? David HaMelech from Yehuda, from Leah. But Leah, Masrael Rachel, Siman Shiti Yetamid Asiret Torah, Toda LaRachel, Shemizara Yetzem Mashiach Man Yosef. And she gave him back, Rachel back a sign that I'm always going to be thankful to you, and that Mashiach Mashan Yosef will come from you. So giving each other signs. Atem Evinim Kama Zemok, do you understand how deep this is? The Rosh Hashanah ein milim. Rosh Hashanah is beyond words. Ein milim rak simanim. It's just, that's why some people don't even speak. Wrestlers, they don't speak on Rosh Hashanah. Speak, she's like a lower level than just being connected. Only signs. Gam tkiat shofar kol lelo milim. Also blowing the shofar, it's a voice without signs. Yoter amok milim. Achaminu akdashim alamdim atana shehotiot amilim nivru'u. The words and the letters, they were created. With 10 statements, the world was created. What about the moment before creation? Before the creation, there was no words. Only the sound of the shofar, so to speak. Shlomo talks about this in other Kitayim, that the sound of the shofar is that voice that was before. The Ratzon, the desire of Hashem to create from Chesed. And the shofar reminds us of that loving Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah, Gam Yachasim Bineinu, Emtzat Kmo Lefnei Briyat HaOlam. On Rosh Hashanah, our relationship with each other is also a little bit like before the creation of the world. Rak Simanim, only signs. Atem Yodim Chavrim, you know my friends, Kshata Ohev Mishu Me'od Atanoten Lo Simanim. When you really love someone, you know, you like look back for that last look, right? That last glance. It's a sign. It's beyond just, you know, it's beyond just words. Tema mukimi milim, and they're deeper than words. Ech matchila ava ben shnei anashim. How does love happen between people? Ayidei simanim, through signs. Ayidei avaot panim, through facial expressions. Rach achar kach. Only afterwards to begin speech. Right? A little baby, there's no words. And the signs are connected to the mother. What does a father teach his children? Milim, Torah, words. V'ima, simanim. But a mother, signs. Gama simanim shel yiladim. Also the signs, no one understands it like the mother. The mother understands the signs of her children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands our signs. As Belel Rosh Hashanah, Anachnu Notnim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Simanim. So on the night of Rosh Hashanah, we give Hashem signs. Anachnu Notnim Simanim Echad Yisrael. We're giving signs to each other. Kam Anachnu Ohavim Oto. How much we love him. Kam Anachnu Otim Sheyichatev B'Sefer HaChayim. How much we want to be written in the Book of Life. V'od Mashu. One last thing. Ulai B'Meshach Hashanah Amasim V'Amilim Shlanu Lo Yoko Kach Tovim. Maybe our actions and our words are not so good. Avo B'Rosh Hashanah Ani Amer. Ribono shel olam, ata yodea, hasimanim sheli tamid hayu kedoshim. Master of the world, my signs, my insides, are always holy. Im titalem l'rega ma'amasim sheli, just ignore my actions for a moment. Im tabit rak basimanim, if you only look at my signs, tireh, kol hasimanim sheli noten, mecha, all the signs I give you, omrim sheli mamash rotel liot yehudi. They tell you, I really want to be a Jew. I need mamash rotel liot adam tov yoter. I mamash want to be a better man. Shavio Mashiach, haolam kulo yavo Yerushalayim. Mashiach comes, the whole world's going to come to Yerushalayim. Matai ze yikre? When will that happen? Hechem to do. How are we going to know that Mashiach is coming? Shmu et kol ha-shofar. When you hear the voice of the shofar. Vaya bayom ha'u yitaka b'shofar gadol. And on that day, a great shofar will be blown. Says the prophet Yeshayahu. HaMashiach lo alech latet nuvim. The Mashiach is not going to give speeches. Aval kishmashiach yavo, olam yavinat dasiman shal kol ha-shofar. The whole world will understand the voice of the shofar. V'chen b'shamashiach yavo, yadchilu b'nei adam lavinat dasimanim echad ha-shani. Mashiach comes, we're going to start understanding each other's signs. Tam yodim, amok b'levi baror li. Lo yachol haya kol echad lavin et hasimanim sheli. If we could only understand our signs, there would be no more hatred in the world. I'm only listening to the words of someone else. I can hate them. Because I'm not really listening to his depth. Someone's a master psychotherapist. He would listen to someone and you would feel like he really understood you. Because he wasn't just listening to your words, he was listening to your heart and your soul. The signs that he gives, they come from the depth. And if I see them, I can't hate him. So just to review, the reason, according to Rosh Shlomo, that we're giving signs on Rosh Hashanah is first off to tell Hashem that, you know what? I'm giving a sign of how much I'm always been connected to you. How much I'm, even if in my actions level I've been far from you, on a soul level I've always been connected to you. And on a second level, we're praying to Hashem that we be connected to each other, that we hear each other's signs and not just look at the words of each other, but really go beyond. And we zeichet to hear each other's signs, see each other's signs, and hear the call of the shofar. And the whole world will mamish be connected to each other. Bezat Hashem. Beautiful, no? Gevaldike. Thanks for teaching us for Shlomo. Mom has changed our life.